The GAO says that they that there were 2,353 cases filed in fiscal 2011. They closed 2,292 of them and only made decisions on 417 of them. So on first blush, that doesn't sound too great, but that number doesn't really mean what it looks like it means, does it?
Well, no. It would have to kind of refer you down a little further in that chart to the effectiveness rate. What that 417 number represents are those that actually go through to a final decision. And whereas 42%, both those that go to decision and those that aren't that don't go to a final decision, have some sort of form of relief from the agency to the protester.
The thing that kind of threw me off when I looked at this was, I, having not dug into this much before I looked at this, I was under the impression that the GAO actually decided themselves the dispensation of a protest a lot more often than it turns out they did. What happens in the cases that the GAO doesn't make a decision on?
Well, one of a couple of things. Very often what will happen is a protester will file a protest, and the agency will look at the grounds of the protest and see areas where there are very, very, very substantive grounds for the protest and will take corrective action. Very often that is in resoliciting issuing a new RFP, resoliciting, making amendments to the RFP, accepting new proposals, and that's probably the most typical corrective action. So very often these are meritorious claims that the agency, without the GAO having to come to a decision, is taking action in.
Is there a way to gauge how often that happens? Is there a way to understand how often the agencies say, wait a minute, you're right, we should look at this again?
Well, I think the effectiveness rate, although that the effectiveness rate includes the number of sustained protests, I think that effectiveness rate is a good way to judge. And if you look at that, it's equal, even though we've seen an increase this year. The effectiveness rate has stayed the same, even though the sustained number of protests is actually the lowest in 5 years.
What do you think that means?
Well, I think it means a couple of things. First, I think there's some context that we need to look at, and that is if you think of in sheer numbers of contracts, if you think in terms that the government enters into, 6 to 8 million contracts a year, and if you add government credit card purchases, throw in another 30 million, that's a lot of purchases. That's a lot of contracting, and then to say that the GAO only reaches decisions on the merit for 417 cases. That's the grain of sand on the beach almost.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's important. I think when you look at this, most procurements are done very professionally. We have in the overwhelming majority of cases a professional procurement force in the government. We have very competent, very responsible contractors. Companies out there that are seeking government procurement. So I think that's an important context to keep in mind in the entire discussion. It's a lot of contracting out there, and this represents a tiny, tiny fraction of what tends to be very successful procurement.
Now, I will plead guilty on behalf of my colleagues in the media for kind of projecting the opposite to the general public. The general public has the impression that government contracting is just filled with corruption and incompetence, and on both sides, both the vendor side and the contractor side, or the agency side. Why do you think it's hard for the government or for the contracting community to get that story out there? Because when you put it in that context, it looks completely different than the stereotypical type appearance.
Well, I think, as with any media, and not to engage in any sort of media bashing, but I think along with any media, the more, and not just the media, but I think the American public in general, we gravitate towards a more sensational story. And it just tends to be more viral, those stories of corruption. But I think when you look across the board, without a doubt, there is corruption out there. Whenever you deal with, you know, $500 billion, you're going to get corruption. There are human beings out there that will engage in corruption on both sides, both from the government, and we've seen some of it recently here in D.C. and in with some contractors that were caught committing fraud. So that's out there, but the overwhelming majority of contractors are very responsible, ethical, show great integrity, and they're just looking to do business with the government in an ethical, professional way.